Blog Talk Radio.
You are seen, you are heard, you are loved for who you are. You are enough, you are complete, you are loved. You are seen, you are heard, you are loved for who you are. You are enough, you are complete, you are loved.
Hello, everyone. This is Reverend Mary Margaret, and you've tuned in to Divinity Spiritual Meditation, Messages, and Healing. And we have a lot of news for you tonight, new things coming to our broadcast, opportunities for you to grow, to enjoy spirit, to bring spirit closer to you in your life. Right now, I'd just like to say that one of the new things happening is, you know, we have Divinity Spiritual Online, which is a Sunday service that we do at 7 o'clock in the evening, and we do it every Sunday, and we're going to bring that to Blog Talk. We're going to bring it so all of you and yours can have a Sunday service and never leave the house, especially in these crazy times. We don't know if there's going to be another lockdown or not, but this is an option that is for everyone, and I mean everyone. We are a church of love and non-judgment. I don't preach, I teach, and I'm very pleased at a lot of the information that Spirit brings in. And I hope you will be too. Now, before we go any further, let's take this the caller that we have.
Ready for our first caller?
Yes, dear.
Okay. Hello.
Hello. How's it going? Hello.
It's good.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. It's Desmond calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
You're from Cleveland. I'm from Cleveland.
Oh, really? What? Okay.
Yeah, Lake County. Yeah, I grew up in Lake County. And what is your name here?
Desmond.
Desmond? Now, you just spoke to our producer, Jamie. And we have Kimberly on the line to help give messages. How can we help you today?
Okay. I wanted to know, do you see me and my female friend, Robin, getting any closer in the next couple of months?
May I ask, how long have you dated, Robin?
We just good friends. I mean, we both attracted to each other, but... she just got out of a relationship not too long ago, so she don't want to get hurt. So she, I guess, she kind of like taking it real slow. So.
And she will. And I would say it's going to be about 3, maybe even 4 weeks before she can totally relax. Don't give up. I mean, she's been hurt, but just be that gentleman. that she can love, that gentleman that she can trust, that man that will protect her, that man that cares more about her than himself. And that's what she's looking for. She's looking for those qualities, and because those are the qualities she can trust. Those were the qualities of her father. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So starting to warm up maybe 3 or 4 weeks and just be your best self. She's worth it. She is really worth it. Kimberly, do you have anything to add?
I sure do, and it's a little opposite of what you're saying. Hi, Desmond. It's not that she's got a nice gal or anything like that, but here's what I get with that. Divine Spirit says to this to me, Desmond, you've been jumping through hoops for this girl, and I get that it's time to, like, stop. It's almost like she's taking advantage of you a little bit with that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Right, she says jump, and you're saying how high. Now, there's a fine line and a fine balance with this, so you're going to have to find that. Like Reverend Mary Margaret says, give it time, but be real careful because you're giving way too much for this. So just relax, give it time. But anytime she's saying jump, you're saying how high, and I had the image of you jumping through hoops, jumping through hoops, jumping through hoops. So just be careful with that, my friend, okay?
No, okay.
Anything else, Desmond?
No, I think that's about it.
All right, well, let people know that we're here on Blog Talk, and we're going to have a variety of things. We'll have our Sunday service soon. We're going to do healing meditations, regular meditations. There's two of us that do channelings, and we have our message service every Wednesday at 5 o'clock, and I so appreciate you calling.
Appreciate the reading. Appreciate it a lot.
Anytime. Call back.
Okay.
Thank you, Desmond.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Now, as I mentioned, Reverend Joanne and I do channeling, and we're going to start scheduling those this month in September. And there will be repeats. Most of our channelings, our meditations, will be done first during the day, and then they'll be scheduled for later in the evening, and even in the middle of the night sometimes. So we're looking forward to getting not only to know you, but for you to get to know Divinity Spiritual. We do not have a dogma. We do not pretend to know everything or to tell everybody what they must do. We just are a place of love and non-judgment, and we want to learn. We want to learn about this spiritual and metaphysical life. Now, there's a prayer that we do. You know, even Jesus, the Our Father, is an invocation. And I've talked about invocations before. The first part being by the power and the authority of, say, Divine Spirit and Jesus. The second part is I now command. Saying this is what I want. We're not commanding God or the universe. This is what I want. This is what I want for my life. The third part is I now give permission. And that is necessary because even the angels will not intervene unless Prime Creator says you have to do this. You have to save them. Or you say to your angels, and I try to say this as often as possible, please intervene on our behalf, on behalf of me, on behalf of my family. Then you have the action statement. And then, and that really, that's the meat of the invocation. And then we say, so be it. Jesus used to say, verily. You might say, amen. But those are the five parts of an invocation. Well, lately we've changed the clearing prayer, and we've shortened it up a bit because it was getting really too long, and we've added a few things. Our world is changing, and we want to be certain that no matter what happens, that we can do a clearing of everything possible, everything that's really important, especially right now. So, Janie, do you have the clearing prayer, the new one?
I do have a clearing prayer, and then I have a really short one.
The one I sent.
The one that we do on Sunday services, I have right in front of me. And then we have a real one that Kimberly and I have been using just to clear our field for callers sometimes. Which one would you like?
What about the one I sent you?
Yeah, that needs to be revised a little bit. So
okay.
It's not finished yet.
All right,
that'll
do
be done
for everyone.
Sure.
And then
sure.
I may add a few things. Because that was the purpose of changing it too, because we have new challenges. Is that a good way to put it? All right. Go ahead,
Very
dear.
Very good.
And everybody,
sure.
if
by
you
the,
would, repeat it with me.
By the power and authority of Jesus.
By the power and the authority of Jesus.
And the most holy divine spirit.
And the most holy divine spirit.
I now invoke by the power of the God spark within.
I now invoke by the power of the God spark within.
And give my permission.
And give my permission.
All entities and energies that are touching, using.
All entities and energies that are touching, using.
Tempting or taunting me.
Tempting or taunting me.
On any level of my being.
On any level of my being.
And if I have created an entity.
And if I have created an entity.
Be now evicted, released, and removed.
Be now evicted, released, and removed.
Taken to a place where they can do no harm.
Taken to a place where they can do no harm.
Never to return.
Never to return.
All energies of these be released.
All energies of these be released.
Removed and neutralized.
Removed and neutralized.
All energies of assault, gossip.
All energies of assault, gossip.
Sabotage, betrayal.
Sabotage, betrayal.
And all similar energies projected upon me.
And all similar energies projected upon me.
Be now released, removed, and neutralized.
Be now released, removed, and neutralized.
Gently change all unhappiness, pain.
Gently change all unhappiness, pain.
Disease dependency.
Disease dependency.
Addiction, financial distress.
Addiction, financial distress.
Relationship difficulties.
Relationship difficulties.
And interfering ancestral energies.
And interfering ancestral energies.
To divine love and divine healing light or leave.
To divine love or divine healing light or leave.
Remove all obstacles and blockages to our spiritual clarity.
Remove all obstacles and blockages to our spiritual clarity.
And higher purpose.
And higher purpose.
Surround and support all fields and bodies.
Surround and support all fields and bodies.
With a grid of golden crystalline energy.
With a grid of golden crystalline energy.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Heal me.
heal me.
Repair all fractures in my field.
Repair all fractures in my field.
And strengthen me as I release all trauma.
And strengthen me as we release all trauma.
And all negative energies and emotions.
And all negative energies and emotions.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
As the cosmic template of my most high self.
As the cosmic template of my most high self.
Gently imprints upon my physical template.
Gently imprints upon my physical template.
The perfect healthy programming.
The perfect healthy programming.
To this present time and for my most evolved self.
To this present time and for my most evolved self.
As I regenerate all that I am.
As I regenerate all that I am.
To the highest frequency of love, prosperity.
To the highest frequency of love, prosperity.
Good health in my most sacred destiny.
Good health in my most sacred destiny.
I align to the highest and best of all that I can be.
I align to the highest and best of all that I can be.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now. Thank you. Thank you, Jane. All right. Let us talk a bit about Divinity Spiritual, just so you get a little familiar with who we are and what we do. In the beginning of the service, we do the Declaration of Principles. And the Declaration of Principles is just what it is, speaking our truth about our beliefs. And if anybody would like a copy of that or a copy of our bulletin, just please email revmmdenholm@aol.com or call 513-289-2914 and we'll get that out to you. Now, any copies of the prayers that we do here, same thing. Second part of our service, we always have a divinity spiritual prayer. And these prayers were given to me by Divine Spirit. We say Divine Spirit so that we honor everyone. We honor every religion is connected to the Divine Spirit. The Divine Spirit is above Prime Creator, and we work very much with Prime Creator and Jesus. Now, then we have our message, whatever that might be. And as I told you, I do not preach. Every message I try to teach, or I do a channeling, something like that. And I try to make it worth your while to show up and make sure that you're given something spiritual for your time. Then we have our Holy Communion. And Holy Communion for our church is not the crucifixion or any bit of suffering or victimhood. Our Holy Communion is aligned to the resurrection and the ascension of Jesus. And it touches our physical and spiritual DNA and allows us to that food, that spiritual food that we need as spiritual beings. Then we do a healing circle. A healing circle where we join hands across these many miles and we receive healing from Divine Spirit. We can share that healing with others. And then we receive messages of healing that we can claim for ourselves or others. And then after that, we have our prosperity prayer. Prosperity is very important to our living. So we do sometimes concentrate a bit on and have lessons on prosperity. Then we have our announcements, which will include blog talk, which will include classes. We have ministerial classes. We have healing minister classes. We have healing classes, tarot, spiritual intuitive, and so forth. And then following that, we do some message work, not a lot, not like this full hour, but we do some messages, and that may be, we open that up. It won't be just for our church. You may receive a message as you listen to us, and then we have the final blessing. It really is a wonderful service, I really hope you try to attend a week from this coming Sunday. I don't have that date. I should have pulled that date. We will have our Sunday service at 7 o'clock on Saturday evening. Now, Janie, do we have any callers?
Yes, we do have another caller.
Oh, wonderful.
Let me
Hello?
Get them for you.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi,
this is Reverend Mary Margaret. Who are you?
Hi, it's Catherine. How are you both?
Hi, Catherine. How are you, dear?
Good, thank you. And yourself?
Very good. I had a little bit of a rough patch this summer, but I am back in business now. So what's new with you?
I'm actually starting a new project. I was wondering if you see anything around it, if I have the right team, any information at all you have to share, I really appreciate it.
There's one more member of the team that's coming. Yes. And it's a woman. And you'll understand why she's important. I mean, you have everything kind of you have everything associated with different team members, but she's bringing something new to the project, something that no one else would have thought of. Let's see. I do believe you're going to have the idea of her in September. She may not be part of the team yet, but you'll have the idea of her in September. The project itself will go very, very well. There's just a couple bumps in the road. You know, be aware of that, but nothing that you can't handle, nothing that you can't work through. Kimberly, do you have anything else?
Yes, Catherine's one of my favorites. Catherine, hi, how's your mom?
Good. She's here, too. She'd love to talk to you ladies, too, if you have a chance.
Oh, that yes. That's
okay, well,
fine,
let me take care of you first. I thought that there's one that you have on your team now that I'm not going to say bad or negative, but it's just not going to work out. You know, the person's just going to say this isn't for me, and we'll end up walking away. Some kind of direction with this, and that's fine. But when you start getting going with this, it's going to, like, take a whole, like, a U-turn, and it's even going to be a better direction. Do you understand this? It's like your thoughts and your sights are on something, and it's going to go, boom, like a U-turn, and it's even going to be bigger and better. And I don't even believe that you have that thought right now, Catherine.
Wow. I kind of do. I kind of do. I just don't think, I don't know how it's possible in this moment, but I think I know what you're saying.
Okay, yeah, I muscle tested. Divine Spirit says you do know. Just keep that in your mind now and just let it. You'll know when to act on that, when to turn on that, because like Reverend Mary Margaret said, there's somebody else coming. That could be that key component to making that really flourish and work. Do you understand?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, girl. Okay,
wow.
Good.
All right, wow. Dear.
And
your
you.
Mother
Thank
now,
you.
Honey.
Yes, here she is. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, dear. Now, remember, we're going to be here for a full hour every Wednesday. Spread the word. Hello, Mom.
Thank you.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine, thank you. I need a prayer. I don't know if I ask before I ask again. I was the first sermon. Do you think you're going to... There be an offer to buy property overseas in Italy and near the water?
You're going to be buying property. You're going to be buying property.
Say again. I said there's going to be an offer for me. I'm going to get it over here, this settlement, to buy a property near the water in Italy?
Yes. Yes, we've talked about that before. Yes. And whatever this settlement, let's see, hold on. Well, it's quite a large settlement, dear. I think that you'll be able to buy something. You don't need anything really large or anything else, but you're going to be able to buy a beautiful property for what you get with that settlement.
I want to buy a beautiful villa near the water.
What, dear?
Yeah. I want to buy a villa near the water.
Oh, that will be wonderful.
That will be wonderful.
This year, you have to continue to be a bit more patient.
I invite you. I'll
Kimberly, do you have anything for Mom?
Yes. Hi. I just want to say hi, Mom. That's what I'm just going to call you. Listen, we spoke before, and Divine Spirit is saying what Mary Margaret, patience. I said the month of November, remember? And I think that was some kind of anniversary date for somebody close to you that passed. And you just got to have patience. It's coming. This whole Italy thing is going to happen. But just you're down the home stretch now. We're in September. You don't have much longer to go, okay? So just be patient. I love you.
We love you too very much. And November is my anniversary when I am married.
Oh, that's very nice. Very nice, honey. Very nice. We'll come and see you. We're going to come and see you in Italy.
Anytime. My Austin, I wish you really. I tell you from my heart, I wish you can come in anytime. My Austin is persuaded. This I get it from my Austin. Yeah. It's going to be anniversary November 26th. I was married.
I'm sorry, dear. I didn't understand it. Catherine, help me out here.
Oh, hi. Yes, no, she was saying, you're right, it's her anniversary on the 26th of November. My dad is on the other side. So she's saying, yes, you're right with the anniversary.
Oh, the 26th,
yeah.
My granddaughter was born. That is my stepson's birthday. There's several things that happen on the 26th. It's a really powerful day, and especially around that Thanksgiving holiday for us. But no, you just be patient. I know you'd love to get back there now, but you've got to receive this money. And the Spirit said, you deserve it. This is all planned. And you're going to find something. But don't rush. When you get to Italy, don't rush. You need to take your time. Because I don't know about Italy, but here in Cincinnati, houses are at a premium. The prices are way high. People are paying $10,000 and $15,000 and $20,000 over just to get a house. And Spirit is saying that this comes in November, December, and you spend the holidays with Catherine, and then you go to Italy. There's going to be availability there, but it's not in November and December, honey. It's closer to February and March, and that's when you're going to get the best deal on a house, something that is going to be a real home for you, something where we can all come. What, honey?
Yes. Yes, yes. Oh, she says, do you see her there for Christmas, like going for Christmas? And then she'll look for it in those months is when she'll find it, you're saying?
Yes, Spirit is saying that you will be in Italy for Christmas. You will be in Italy for Christmas. But you're not buying the home middle February, late February.
Right, right.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, ladies, it's always a pleasure. When you call, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We love you.
God bless you.
Thank you so much. Listen when we do service or when we do our meditations. And hopefully you'll enjoy those too.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Bye. Thank you, honey.
Thanks for all
take
you
care. Do. All right. Janie, are there any other callers?
Margaret, I'm glad you asked. There are at least three callers, and we're
goodness.
At the 5:30 mark. So just so you know,
okay.
So I'm going to, if you're ready, go to the next caller.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, this is Reverend Mary Margaret.
Oh, it's
and who are you, dear?
I was still listening. This is Catherine. I was still listening.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's
you're still on.
That's my fault, Catherine. I'll put you back on listening. Thanks, Catherine. Sorry, Mary Margaret. Here we go.
That's all right.
Sorry about that.
That's all right, honey.
Okay.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Amala. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, dear?
I'm doing good.
How can we help you today?
Yeah, that'd be great. So I am looking for a committed partnership relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Just was wondering if you see me in one in the next couple months or whatever insight you have.
I see something starting to develop in November, December.
Okay.
And this isn't the type of relationship that starts out slowly. It seems that there's an automatic attraction, automatic trust. You're both very comfortable with each other. And so much they say that after the relationship's been in process for a while, it you kind of back up because you can't believe that it's so good. And as you back up, you take a good look at it, and you learn to relax with it. Spirit's saying that part of the problem in other relationships is you don't relax in it. You jump ahead. You know, you have your first date and you're getting married. You know, thing, and that is sabotaging you, honey. It's sabotaging you totally. So we don't want to do that. We want to enjoy every minute. We want to, in the beginning especially, you want to enjoy holding hands.
Yes.
You want to enjoy every kiss. You don't want to jump ahead.
Right.
But because that energy is only there for a moment. Okay?
Okay.
So that is
yeah.
really important for you. Now, I'm not sure okay. where you're going to meet him, but maybe Reverend Kimberly has something on that.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, hi. You know what? Just listen to me for a minute, girlfriend. We spoke many times. I'm going to stick with my month of September, but I'm going to piggyback off of what Reverend Mary Margaret said. Last time we spoke, you said, Kimmy, I'm surrendering. I put in a phone call, but I'm surrendering. You're saying that, but you're not doing it, sweetheart. You have to do it because you're putting a lot of energy in and you're sabotaging. I'm getting exactly what Reverend Mary Margaret is getting, the same exact thing. And we have spoken many times, so caution, please be careful with that. I just don't want you to sabotage things. Just let things happen, you know, let it flow the way it's supposed to, okay?
Yeah, that it makes sense. It's just a matter of actually, I think when I meet the right, just in a nutshell, it's like even friendships, they're just all tapering off. It's men, women, it doesn't matter. And I think that's
right.
where I'm just so, I'm frustrated because I know what type of a person I am. It's like the whole last 3-4 months, nobody's following through with me. Nobody. And,
mm-hmm.
and I
because
show
you're,
up.
You're trying too hard, sweetie. You're trying too hard. Just be new. You're sweet. You're lovable. You know, just let them love you and like you for who you are.
I understand that. It's just a matter of, like, even making plans. That's what I mean. I show up and they're like, no, can't do it. And it's happened, like, 3 or 4 times in a row. So I'm just like, what is happening? I'm showing up. It's not, I don't even think I'm trying hard. I'm actually backing off when people show you who they are with their actions. So actually when they back off.
Right.
Right.
Yes, you're
right?
Absolutely
so when
right,
they,
honey.
Right.
You know, and if somebody really wants to be, you know, go out to dinner with you or, you know, even going shopping with a girlfriend or whatever, and they can't show up, then there's really no sense in pursuing that relationship.
And it's even girlfriend. So it's not even that. I'm just like,
right.
I feel like I'm stuck
right.
in a rut. So in the
right.
next, like, do you guys only see me meeting him in November or it's going to be a relationship in November?
Well, Reverend Kimberly is saying she sees you meeting him in September, but I don't
oh.
see anything developing till November.
Oh, okay. I see.
And it could,
this is going to be interesting
November,
because
we, you know,
I honestly,
like,
in a nutshell, I am just so tired. In
yes.
its own right, I'm like,
I can hear it, honey.
I'm not doing anything.
I want
yeah.
you to do the clearing prayer, honey.
Okay.
Email us at therevmmdenholm@aol.com. And I want
okay.
you to do the clearing prayer every day. That's
okay.
what we do. We do the clearing prayer every
okay.
day. And then ask your God to bring people to you, to attract, allow you to attract those people of the highest and best.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
honey? All right.
Yes.
Thank you so much
Thank
for
you so
calling.
Much.
We're going to be here every
Thanks.
Wednesday. Every Wednesday at 5:00. And,
okay.
And please tell others about us. And then Reverend Kimberly and I are also available for private sessions. If anybody would like that, again, call at 513-289-2914. Thank you so much for
okay.
calling, dear.
Yes, thank you so
you.
Much. God bless.
Relax.
God bless.
All right. Janie?
Yes. Okay. Wow.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. This is Reverend Mary Margaret, and you're on the line with Janie and Reverend Kim. And how can we help you, Fonny?
Well, my name is Suzanne, and I am in the midst of a spiritual awakening and beginning to think about maybe doing some spiritual work. And I'm just wondering if you see any specifics for me or any you have any tips for me?
All right. I do. I do. Uh, I'm, I don't have any classes scheduled, but when I do, I think it would be good for you to take the spiritual intuitive class because you are gifted.
Oh, okay.
I don't want you learning the hard way, you know. I want you to learn the right way, and that's how I feel about it, you know.
Okay.
And then for your own personal development, for a daily type thing, I'm going to be putting healing meditations on Blog Talk. And then we have our other ministers are going to put regular meditations. And meditation is key to growth.
Yeah.
Meditation is so important. And you'll have access to that at any time.
Great.
Now, there are some very, very good books. As far as, say, Healing Hands of Light, any books on the chakras, any books on the basics,
okay,
the chakras, the bodies, any information that allows you to learn about spirit. And there's so many out there.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even name one, but there's so
mm-hmm.
many out there. But the more you pursue spirit, the more you give, the more you grow.
Okay.
And then remember, we're going to have our Sunday service starting a week from this Sunday on Blog Talk.
Okay.
And then eventually everything will be on YouTube as well. But that's what you do. You put forth the effort. There's a lot of people that...
Oh, I definitely have been doing that. Yeah.
Okay, good. That's wonderful.
I've been studying, meditating, yeah, for sure.
Good.
Reading,
good. That's,
taking
that's,
a class.
That's, and
yeah.
You're doing the right things.
Okay.
But I have to tell you, I do some pretty good classes, and they're not like anything that's out there, you know.
Okay, well, I'm
so
excited. I like taking classes, so I'm good with that.
Well, why don't you email me at revmmdenholm@aol.com, and we'll put you on the list so that when I do a class, we can include you.
Okay.
Okay.
Is there any insight as to what kind of work you think I might do when this is all starting?
Well, You're going to start by intuition. You're going to move into healing. And then I see you moving into the ministry, if that's what you choose.
Wow.
You're extremely gifted, but you really need direction. You really need a teacher. And I'd love to be that teacher.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
Oh, anytime. We're here every Wednesday like this, and if the smallest question is welcome, and if you could just share the program, share the Blog Talk with others.
I will follow it. Yeah,
because we love helping people. I mean, we really love helping people, you know, and we have. We have one person today that she's sick in the hospital, and she'd gotten the vaccine, and her whole arm blew up, and we're going to work on her so that hopefully they don't have to amputate her arm. We do this for everybody. Mm-hmm. People that are sick, if they call, we work on them.
Oh.
You know.
That's great.
So if you know anyone who needs help, do let us know. Let's see what Reverend Kimberly has for you.
Okay.
Hi, Suzanne. Reverend Mary Margaret really said it all, but just focus on, you know, your chakras. Meditation is key because every time you meditate, you're saying to divine spirit, Father God, whoever you pray to, I want to connect with you. I want to connect with you like a phone line, and they know that. So it's very important. Also, divine spirit's telling me that you might have some clutter. around where you live. Maybe it's under your bed. It's sometimes it's good to clear the energy, clean out your closets, and things like that. Everything's energy. So I'm feeling like there's some clutter around you. That's going to help with your energy,
yeah.
So you might want to do that. Thank you.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And you know, Carol, honey, there, Spirit just brought this in. We have so many beautiful prayers. And Janie, I think we've got to start a list and start getting, especially the basics, out to everyone, especially someone like Carol, who's really interested. Because we not only have the clearing prayer, we have the grounding prayer, we have the anchoring of spirit, the release of victimhood, the matrix of illusion. We have so many, and it would be good that you had those to draw on, Carol, and to say them as often as possible. So in that email, I'd like you just to please send the clearing prayer and put me on the list for continuing updates. Okay?
Okay.
And let's see,
yep.
Let's see what, you know, where you're going, and I'd love to go there with you. I really would.
Well, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. You take care. Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Reverend Mary Margaret, we have one more caller and 15 yes, minutes ma'am. Left. Okay.
Thank you, dear.
I'm going to connect you. Sure.
Hello.
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 Hi, this
Hello.
Is Reverend Mary Margaret. Who's this?
Hi, it's Lenora.
Hi, Lenora. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Good. How are you feeling these days?
These days, I've been very bad lately, Mary Margaret.
Oh, really?
Not
What's going
good.
On?
Well, for a few days, my body felt like I got hit by a truck, and then some migraines, and just a whole bunch of, like I can't concentrate. I feel like there's all air in my head, like nothing, like, I don't know. See, I can't even form a sentence. Yeah.
All right. Now, you have the clearing prayer, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we need to do that, but... Lenora, I really would encourage you to call me for a private session.
Personal? Okay,
I
can do that.
Yeah, I think
yeah.
This has been going on too long. For those of you who are listening, Lenora is one of my healing ministers. And so is Janie, so is Kimberly. Kimberly's studying for the senior ministry. And when things have gone on for a long time, then we do private sessions so that we can release these deep-rooted negative energies and emotions. There's always something. There's always something that causes the pain. And you know, with Divine Spirit's help, we could free that. Free Lenora of that pain. So if you know anybody in severe pain, then I would encourage them to call me or drop me an email, and let's get to work and clear the body of the old traumas. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, it's weird. I was talking to Janie earlier, and she said, would you tune in? And I said, yeah, send me the info, and she didn't. But it was when I looked at the time, it was so easy to find you guys that I did. Something told me
oh,
I could
that's
do
good
it today,
to know.
So I did.
That is good
yeah.
to know. You know, for now.
It was easy.
For now, let Reverend Kimberly and I, and Janie too.
Okay.
Let us just
Hi,
give
Janie
you healing energy.
Okay,
let us
thank
just
you.
Give you healing energy, okay?
I just wanted to say hi to her. Love you, girl.
Love you, Kimberly. Miss you.
We miss you too, honey. All right, we're just going to give you some healing energy.
Okay.
And I just want you to relax. And I'm asking Divine Spirit to place Divine Spirit's energy all over. I'll just bringing it through your body, surrounding your body, and just letting you, your entire body relax, releasing you from the trauma that's holding you. And let's just keep that visual. And then, Lenora, I'm going to do healing meditations that you can tune in at any time, okay? And I would okay. want you to do that at least once a day.
Okay.
Okay. Good talking to you, dear. Thank you so much. Thank
you
so much.
Love you
so
Bye,
much,
guys.
Lenora. Bye, honey.
Bye. Talk to you later.
What a pleasant surprise. Are there any other callers now, honey?
No, right now the board is clear.
All right. Everybody listening, I want you to remember Divinity Spiritual Sunday Service starts a week, the Sunday after Labor Day weekend at 7 o'clock. Everybody is welcome, and it's a terrific service, and we'd love for you to visit and see and get a comment on what you think of it. And then we're going to start doing meditations, healing meditations, regular meditations, and we're going to have our message service at 5 o'clock on Wednesdays. You can call in. You have a problem, you had a question, just please give us a call. And then, you know, Reverend Joanne and I do channeling. We're going to have channeling. So, and we're just going to expand on this Blog Talk channel and try to help as many people as we can. Now, if you know someone who is suffering, who's in pain, that you think maybe we can help, or someone who's in terrible straits and they don't know what to do and could use some spiritual advice, then just go ahead and do an email to revmmdenholm@aol.com or call at 513-289-2914. We have so many prayers, and we're going to work on getting those organized and put on. I think we're going to do a lot of those during the service. And then if there's any prayers you want, the same thing. Just email us or phone us. Let's see. What else? Janie, can you think of anything else?
The date of that, Reverend Mary Margaret, is Sunday, September 12th, just so you know.
Thank you. Now, Sunday, September 12th, we start Divinity Spiritual. We always have a prayer in the middle of service. You're going to get to know our prayers, and it'll be, we're different. We're different. We're not boring. We don't preach. We Divine Spirit, we say Divine Spirit to honor all religions, and Divine Spirit brings in a lot of wonderful prayers, wonderful information, and it's all about learning. It's all about growing. You know, just to stay stagnant and do the same thing every week, that isn't who we are. You know, we really try to make sure that people get something, you know, for showing up. They deserve something, you know, and you'll be able to refer us. So, and if anybody would like a private session with myself or Reverend Jimmy, then again, 513-289-2914. All right. Any other callers, Janie?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think we're
good.
We have,
5 minutes?
Yeah.
We have 5 minutes. Let's say a prayer. you wouldn't have the grounding prayer there, would you?
Yes, I would have the grounding prayer.
Wonderful.
Yeah, look,
okay.
First one I opened up to, and there it is.
Wonderful. It was meant to be. Okay, everybody.
Yep.
It is really important that you are 100% grounded, and most of us are not. So this grounding prayer will help you to ground totally and completely. Now, Reverend Jane is going to say it, and I am going to repeat with all of you. And you'll notice the difference. And then next week, we'll do the anchoring of spirit prayer. And that's another one that is very, very important. All right.
Okay, by the power and the authority of divine spirit.
By the power and the authority of divine spirit.
And my higher self.
And my higher self.
I invoke from the power of divine spirit within me.
I invoke by the power of the divine spirit within me.
And give my permission.
And give my permission.
All interference, obstacles, and blockages.
All interference, obstacles, and blockages.
To my spiritual ability to ground my body.
To my spiritual ability to ground my body.
And all natural energies to Mother Earth.
And all natural energies to Mother Earth.
Totally and completely.
Totally and completely.
Be now gently changed.
Be now gently changed.
To divine love and divine healing, light, or gently leave.
To divine love or divine healing light or gently leave.
And take a little breath. Gently anchor and ground all physical energies.
Gently anchor and ground all physical energies.
And all natural energies of this lifetime.
And all natural energies of this lifetime.
To my Earth Star.
To my Earth Star.
Mother Earth Grid.
Mother Earth Grid.
And the chakra of this solar system.
And the chakras of this solar system.
I am in partnership with Mother Earth.
I am in partnership with Mother Earth.
Her spirit, mind, heart.
Her spirit, mind, heart.
And all that she is.
And all that she is.
As I center and settle into these energies.
As I center and settle into these energies.
I am whole and complete.
I am whole and complete.
Peaceful and calm.
Peaceful and calm.
My vitality returns now.
My vitality returns now.
And I am strong.
And I am strong.
I am deliberate in my actions.
I am deliberate in my actions.
And I am released from all procrastination.
And I am released from all procrastination.
And lack of motivation.
And lack of motivation.
My mind is clear and my memory is sharp.
My mind is clear and my memory is sharp.
My spirit is alive within the energies of divine healing light.
My energy is alive within the energies of divine healing light.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
And take three deep spiritual breaths.
I want to thank you all for tuning in. Remember, we're going to have many, many new and wonderful meditations, and we're having our message service every Wednesday, and we love you. Tune in again. Goodbye now. Thank you.
You are